KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's mostly clear, and we're at 28 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 56 and east-southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Atlantic City Council breezed through their agenda in about 30 minutes Wednesday evening. Following public hearings, the council authorized Library Director Michelle Anderson to apply for a USDA Rural Development Grant for financial assistance to purchase new Atlantic Library computers, computer desks, related equipment, and to help finance new flooring in the library along with the painting of the upper level. And she said that the library is eligible for 35% of the total project cost, with a total of 5 years to expend the funds. Essentially, that amounts to $26,000. The council also passed a resolution pertaining to FY 2022 maximum property tax dollars for certain levies, as we previously explained to you. They also passed a resolution taking additional action on a proposal to enter into a general obligation refunding loan agreement and authorizing the use of a preliminary official statement in connection with the agreement. And the Atlantic City Council passed a resolution adopting the preliminary FY 22 budget. So the date for a public hearing on the budget, as well as the proposed FY 22 10-year capital improvement plan for March 17th of this year. A separate resolution was passed to enter into a solid waste management loan agreement with regard to the 28E organization that operates the Cass County landfill. In other business, the Atlantic City Council approved the setting of April 1st as the bid date and April 7th as the date for a public hearing on the animal shelter building addition. You may recall the engineer's original estimate for the project was $151,620. The lowest bid came in at $180,000. Snyder & Associates engineer Austin Sontag said Wednesday that there were some adjustments to the dates and other matters pertaining to the project. He was asked by Councilman Dick Cassidy if Snyder's had increased the amount of their estimate. He said, after speaking with the original contract bidders and with considering the price of materials, he said an increase of 10% is expected on top of $180,300 original bid, or in the range of about $200,000. Lorraine Eppelsheimer Estate has gifted the city $135,000 to benefit animals at the shelter with the intention of increasing the number of cat cages and moving them to a separate area away from the dogs. Additional gifts have been received in the amount of $2,000, and city officials will be looking for grants and funds from the budget to help make up for the deficit. In other business, the Atlantic City Council approved the reappointments of Melissa Enan to the Board of Adjustment and Planning and Zoning Commission, along with Dave Sturm and Ted Robinson to the Utility Board of Trustees. Well, the Atlantic School Board held a very brief special meeting at noon on Wednesday, during which the board voted to approve the purchase of 1,425 Chromebook licenses from Rick's Computer Repair of Danbury, Iowa. The vote was unanimous, with board member Nick Hunt absent. Superintendent Steve Barber explained the board needed to act quickly to purchase the licenses for the district's one-to-one computer initiative and upgrade because price is about to rise, according to Roger Warren, the district's technology coordinator.
He indicated that the Chromebook license was going to increase by $13 starting on Monday, March 8th. He did send out and got three identical quotes for $25 a license, and that would equal $35,625, which would be a savings of $18,525 if we waited after March 8th.
Superintendent Barber said also it would represent the first step in upgrading the district's current pre-K through 12 one-to-one program. Rick's Computer already provides repair services for the district's computers. The Iowa Insurance Division's Fraud Bureau reports 42-year-old Dustin French of Red Oak was charged with one count of insurance fraud, presenting false information, a Class D felony, and one count of theft in the second degree, also a Class D felony, following an investigation by the Bureau. The charges against French, a former licensed insurance producer, stem from an investigation which began in April of last year. According to criminal complaints filed by the Iowa Insurance Division's Fraud Bureau, French provided false information to his insurance company in order to obtain insurance benefits to which he was not entitled. On March 2nd of this year, French answered to the charges in Montgomery County District Court and was released on his own recognizance. His trial will be set for a future date. Iowans with information about insurance fraud are reminded and encouraged to contact the Iowa Insurance Division's Fraud Bureau at 515-654-6556. Well, a traffic stop early Wednesday morning in Pottawatomie County resulted in a brief pursuit and an arrest. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Report, Deputy Jeremy Harker conducted a traffic stop near Shelby on a vehicle at 385th and Whippoorwill. The incident happened around 12:40 a.m. Wednesday. The driver of the car, 32-year-old Adam Wayne Thomas of Council Bluffs, was eventually taken into custody. He faces charges that include eluding plus participating in a felony or resulting in serious injury, conspiracy with the intent to manufacture or deliver more than 5 grams of meth but less than 5 kilograms, operating a non-registered vehicle, possession of drug paraphernalia, reckless driving, violating the rules of a fully controlled access facility, and violation of parole. And at around 1:35 p.m. on Tuesday, 44-year-old Jolene Gibbons of Council Bluffs was arrested in Council Bluffs for domestic abuse assault first offense, causing bodily injury. That's a check of our news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.